lightning talk is with Dean Terrell Overman, who is discussing digital scholarship and new publishing models and the support of project-based learning in the open classroom.
Man, I forgot to tell the title. Okay, thank you all for being here. I think it's going to be very exciting to ask you this question. If you were to write a paper just for a faculty member, is it any different if that paper were sent to the rest of the world and everyone could see it? How many people think they would write a different paper if it was for the whole world to see? Okay, that's a good thing, right? If we learn to publish together in new ways, we can actually not only share information in new ways, but share knowledge, but we can actually transform the world. And this is what I would love for you to entertain. First of all, I want to make sure that you're aware that there's research that shows that when students author and publish things, they actually learn quite a bit. In fact, the authors learned more than the editors, which I found very interesting in this study. But this study basically says a lot of the things that the research faculty would love you to learn about information literacy, about trying to figure out citations, is all part of the authoring process. How else do you learn by doing? What is peer review? What does it mean? A good example is Courageous Cuentos, which you'll hear about later on. Reflective pieces by students who published their articles. Rather than just giving it to their professor, they decided to make it online for free at the HSU Press, and you see the number of downloads of their articles. The authors get a monthly email saying, where in the world did these downloads come from, and how many did they get? What an empowering thing for the authors. In fact, you could buy it $3.59 on Amazon. How many people think print books still matter? It's an incredible, incredible value when you come home and you share with your parents or family and friends, I'm an author. We want you to have that identity. It's a very empowering identity that is your voice, and the world is waiting to hear your voice. So, how do we make it possible? Many different ways. Some ways we don't even look at and don't realize. Humboldt County History Day was just happening in the library, and they did a lot of websites. Heck, K through 12 are doing a lot of website developments. How many of you all have had a website development project at HSU? Okay, everyone here should, because writing for the web is an incredibly powerful voice that you ought to have before you graduate. Writing for the web is not only a skill, but it's a way to curate what do you want to say and how do you connect with readers. And there are different programs to do it. Here at the library, we use Omeka, which is a web publishing platform. And we have a number of project-based assignments and working with faculty course assignments that relate to creating websites, curating your connection to authors, and making a difference in the world. Telling a story, telling your story. This is part of many different campuses trying to realize we've got to get out of the classroom, we've got to connect with the world, we've got to make a difference. History Harvest is an exciting project that is happening across the US, but mostly back east. It's an idea that says, why don't you take a class and you invite the community to bring in objects that are important to their life or their community, and you create a website and you develop the content together. You essentially curate an archival example of what the community cares about. These kinds of projects matter to us because when we're writing assignments, we don't want to make it about a paper that just gets a grade. We want something out of this experience. Learning is very powerful. Now, other people are doing amazing things, like our Meredith Williams. Dr. Williams is doing a great project of Public Sociology Toolkit. This is where grad students are developing the website, their textbook. Together, each iteration becomes better and better and better, and it acknowledges everyone's contribution. Because what you're doing is changing the world. It isn't the same as Wikipedia, but remember, Wikipedia started with 7 people, 13 years later has changed the way libraries and research is done. Tremendous impact. I bet I've got one more minute. It's not just text. You can do media. You can do radio. There are so many ways to make your voice published and heard. And HSU Press and the library that's what we try to do here, is we want to empower your voice. One day when I helped publish this textbook, which is actually being used in forestry, I can't believe it. Diane Kiernan, this is a free textbook online for free, she called me up and said, they're writing on my book, they're writing on my book. Strange voicemail to have, so I asked her, what's going on? She said, I've never seen them write over their textbooks because they want to sell back the textbook. But they're writing on her iPad, on their iPads, over the text that she basically published. That's a deeper learning and a stronger connection with her students. And what we're trying to do here is empower you all to make a difference. Now, if you're wondering, what HSU Press is trying to do is we want to imagine that all of you will publish before you graduate. Either a video, an audio, a musical, a dance, or text. We have different platforms to accomplish this. One, in fact, HDS has had 1.69 million views since April 1st, 2015. So please, imagine together what we can do by publishing your voice. Thank you.